This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. It is now time for the Authors Page, a program where we tell you or tell you more about a Tennessee author. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
A famous man once said, "The greatest part of a writer's time is spent in reading in order to write. A man will turn over half a library to make one book." As the youngest daughter of the director of the library at the University of Chattanooga, it is no wonder that Mary Q. Govan Steele was part of a family of Tennessee authors who together produced more than 200 books. Mary was born May 8, 1922 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hinting of her legacy, she said, "I did not become a writer, but was born one, waking up in the morning to sort the day into scenes and characters and descriptions." She was indeed born into a writing family. Her father, Dr. Gilbert Govan, not only directed the university library, but as a prominent local historian published books about Chattanooga and area histories. His most prominent work was Joseph E. Johnston, A Different Valor, from his Civil War library series. Mary's mother, Christine Govan, was born in New York City, but moved to Tennessee after the death of her father. She lived on Lookout Mountain from the age of 10 and incorporated the cities and towns of her childhood into her stories. One of her most notable books, The Pink Maple House, has been recently reprinted. Christine Govan also co-wrote 18 mysteries with her daughter, Emmy Govan West. Mary extended her writing family when she married author William O. Steele. William was born in Franklin, Tennessee. His chosen genre was historical and adventure stories. He authored 39 books, and influences of his upbringing on Signal Mountain are evident in his writing. In 1959, William O. Steele was awarded the Newbery Honor for his book, The Perilous Journey, a Civil War story set on Signal Mountain. The abundance of adventure is just about the only similarity in style for this husband-wife writing duo. Mary Q. Steele, who also wrote under the pen names of Wilson Gage and J.N. Darby, wrote mostly for children and injected huge doses of whimsy and imagination into her 20 books. Mary was awarded the prestigious Newbery Honor as well for her book titled Journey Outside, described as a book where the raft people live in darkness and travel a circular path. One boy finds his way outside and tries to learn as much as possible so he can ultimately lead the people there to a better place. And that is what this family of authors from Tennessee has offered a world of readers. Through a varied genre of creative writings, two generations of authors can indeed lead us to a better place. Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. You can find more information at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.